I'm going to head on down to the Twin Cities, visit with Chris Atterbury, the studio host and play-by-play of your Minnesota Twins. I want to thank Jiffy Lube and Linex, both of Fargo and West Fargo, for allowing us this conversation every Wednesday at this time. Chris, I missed you last week. Hope you're doing well, man.
I am doing well. I hope you enjoyed yourself. I was going to just talk to Derek today, but I guess if you want to butt in, I mean, that's
yeah. I don't want to stand between you two.
We had a good time last week. I guess.
don't let me get involved in your guys' relationship by any means. But I want to thank Derek for filling in. You having a conversation as we get ready for the season ahead. And I don't even know where to begin. I mean, I'm checking out some of the sights and sounds. I know we've got some of the crew here at KFGO. In fact, one of our part-timers is down there with his family right now taking in some of spring training. So the fans are ready for the season to get underway, Chris, is what I'm gathering.
Yeah, so spring training, in my experience, comes in waves. You know, you start and everyone's fired up. And, you know, and I was lucky. I had the first wave this year just on how we assigned things. I was down there the first 10 days. And when it just starts, you know, everything's new. It's your first look at this guy, your first look at that guy. People are talking about what a great time they had in the off season and what they're working on, and wow, it's the first real game. And then you get into this middle part where it's just like, are we done yet? like, are we still doing drills? Like, can we just come on? And now you're going to games and you're like, I've seen this non-roster guy have 40 at bats. Like, you're like, let's go. We're going to smell the water. We're going to smell the water like a herd of wild stallions here. And about another week, and then come charging towards the opening day.
Yeah, in fact, I've seen some of the headlines be like, okay, just let's get to this roster. Let's just figure out who's on this team. How are we going to get down there? Is some of the so you're right. Maybe we have entered that that lull of saying, okay, let's get on with it here.
You know who hits it the worst? The beat writers, man, because they've got to write stuff every day, so they can't like save their good stuff. And so you know they write all their big pieces, and from the very beginning, what's the one thing everybody well. Here's my projected 26-man roster. Is there a more meaningless thing in the world than the 26-man roster in the grand scope of a series? No one remembers, except for the guys who might have been on it, who was on the 26-man roster on opening day. Because it's going to take like 60 dudes to get the job done over the course of the season. But we just obsess about it. Oh, my God, the sky is falling. Where are we going to possibly find room for this guy? Well, if you need that guy, you're in trouble. So just let's not worry about it.
Content's everything, man. As a daily talk show host, I understand how that feels. Like we got to do something, we got to say something, man, about this, that, and the other thing. But I understand your point here, as far as you know, it's just waiting for that opening day. Which I mean, I'm looking at the calendar. It's the March 15th, April. What is it? 6th. That's not going to be too far off here. So we don't have just have some patience is what I need to find.
Yeah, and there's a couple still. I think signposts that fans can look to. I think Byron in games, Polo in games, Kirilloff in games. I think that's good. I think that you can distract yourself by watching Pablo Lopez go for Venezuela in the WBC, you know, things like that for a few more days. And then how those WBC guys look coming back. So Carlos is just back in camp after the birth of his second child. So you know, there's some signposts there. When you start to see the main guys together a little bit longer. We're starting to thin some of those extra lockers out of the clubhouse. So there's signs of life along the highway to opening day.
Hey Chris, I'm going to get back because you brought up two names that were on my list that I wanted to throw your way. But folks, I'm getting reports, yes, that there has been an accident on I-94, the interstate, west of the metro area here. Latest report is that it's closed at Castleton for the accident. And that just coincides with all these traffic is being diverted to one of the frontage roads on the south side of the interstate as crews have been responding to that incident that's now been ongoing and impacting your commute for about an hour and 15 minutes at least here. Chris, you mentioned, and folks, if you have any more information, please, by all means, let me know at 35270, and we'll get those off to the rest of the fellow commuters out there. You mentioned Kirilloff. As far as that risk goes, promising signs going forward?
I think so. I mean, the day I left, I spoke with Derek Falvey and I said, look, we haven't seen AK in a game. How's he doing? And he said he's doing great. He's actually, at that point, had a ton of at-bats against the likes of Sonny Gray and Pablo Lopez. And they were doing it in a more controlled environment early on, just to make sure that they could get him as many at bats and see different types of pitches, and you know, not worry about getting hit by pitch or you know fouling one off and your foot or I guess you could still do that in a controlled environment, but you know, hit a dribbler and trying to bust out of the box and something pops, you know. Yeah, so they just try to keep him controlled so he could focus on the swing and the wrist. And you know, there's no such thing as minor surgery, but shaving stuff off your humerus bone, like that's not a small thing. I mean, you're never getting cufflinks for Christmas anymore after that. I mean, everything's a different length down there, and so this is a big deal. And he has really worked at it to get back. And if Alex Kirilloff can be the guy that a lot of us, me included, think he can be, then we don't have to talk anymore about this. Oh, we're so smart. We'll use four different guys to play first base and use it to make sure we have our best matchups on a given day. You don't have to do that because you have a guy who's really good every day against everybody. And you just plant him in there and you can use your versatility other places. So we'll find out.
Chris Atterbury is our guest. He's a studio host and play-by-play of your Minnesota Twins here on KFGO. Bailey Ober's name has been thrown around quite a bit. Had some decent outings recently here. What are you seeing? What are you liking from Bailey Ober?
Like the fact he hasn't given up any runs or hits in the spring. That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Can't get much better.
Bailey's a guy that's really grown on me. No pun intended, because he's like 6'9". But Bailey is a guy who we saw, you know, come up, and he was coming off the injuries, and they kind of, you know, they babied him a little bit to make sure he didn't get hurt. He didn't, and he did all the right work to maintain his arm strength and his shoulder and his elbow. Last year, I would argue Bailey Ober, before he got hurt, was as consistent as anybody that we had on our team. And then he did get hurt, like so many people did, and this year he looks better than I've ever seen. And the good news is, he's probably not going to make that 26-man opening day roster that I talked about, because we should have five other guys slotted in front of him. So don't cry for Bailey Ober, because Bailey's going to end up pitching a lot for the big club this year. That's just how baseball works. But I think he's a much improved pitcher, and I thought he was already pretty solid. I thought he could go one of two ways. He could just kind of stay there, or he could find another gear, and I think he's found another gear. He got in some other pitches. You know, he's got four kids under the age of four. Just had twins this last offseason. Mm-hmm. So you want an incentive to be in the weight room, right? So or working out just to find some quiet. So I think Bailey's going to have a really good year. I think we're seeing, again, the benefits on display of having your AAA affiliate in St. Paul.
Yeah, no doubt.
Because if he doesn't break camp with the club, you know, he doesn't have to find an apartment in the city 1,000 miles away with four little kids. And where's the family going to be? You know, Montana and the kids can just anchor right here in the Twin Cities. And whether he's in a Saints uniform or a Twins uniform, that part of your life doesn't have to change. And that's a big deal. And I also think it's very possible, probable even, that the rotation in St. Paul is going to be all big league guys, which is great for everybody. Mm-hmm. It's great for the Twins because, you know, sometimes your big league or your AAA rotation is kind of a roster filler, a guy on the way down or a guy with a low ceiling or someone who's a retread, you know, who's just filling a spot. And then you've got like two or three guys that are you're kind of building towards the future. And then when somebody gets hurt on a Wednesday and you need a spot in the rotation, you hope it's the good guy's turn, right?
Right.
You know, and not the space holder. You're going to have five guys down there who have all not only pitched in the big league, but pitched well in the big league. And on top of that, that have yet to really find their ceiling in the big league. Whether it's Louis Varland, you know, whether it's Bailey Ober. Mm-hmm. There's going to be Cole Sands who's going to be down there. Maybe Josh Winder, though I could see him in the bullpen. So there's going to be options where if and when something happens, whether it's an injury or whether it's something minor, a guy just has a cold, you've got quality arms, depth of arms.
And
you need them, and we finally have some.
And they're right there. Right in the metro area. Yeah. You talk about some moves in the final couple moments here. There was a move earlier today, right? Did somebody buy the Saints?
I haven't seen it. I've been away today. I understand that was kind of in the working, that potentially would be happening. But I haven't seen anything, so I couldn't speak to it without speaking out of school.
Well, I just threw it at you unexpectedly myself, so I'm not going to hold that one against you, Chris.
I am having breakfast with one of the members of the ownership group, at least as of earlier today, ownership group, tomorrow morning. So I'll probably know more tomorrow.
All right, you might be picking up the tab.
I was going to say, if it's true, I'm not paying for breakfast.
Yeah, I can tell you that the news just broke within the last hour. So it's the fact that Mike Vec and Bill Murray, they are selling, and it's to an investment group. And I'm trying to find where it's actually called. But so
we're not going to see Bill Murray around anymore, huh?
Yeah,
I believe that it's a group that
Diamond Baseball Holdings.
Yeah, and they own about 20 minor league teams.
Yeah,
okay. And that's kind of, MLB kind of likes that. And I know Mike and Bill get all the headlines, but the real money guy behind it and the brains behind it originally with Mike is my good friend Marv Goldklang. And I think Marv might be itchy just to see if he has one more, wild hair venture in him. That group, I wouldn't say it's the last we've heard of that group, maybe in this market, but hey, who knows? There might be some baseball frontier that they haven't yet waded into that's out of the eyesight of Major League Baseball's controlling ideals. We may see baseball in Antarctica before it's all said and done with those guys.
Well, my advice to you, Chris, is get the steak and eggs tomorrow. Then, if they're buying, you go to that top notch, man. Chris, I'm going to let you go. I'm out of time, but I always appreciate the conversations. Let's pick it up again next week. All right.
All right. Next week, I'm going to be in Mexico. I've got a little vacation with the family for spring break before the season starts. So you and Derek will have to talk amongst yourselves about me, and then I will come back, and we'll be ready to start a season.
Hey, my man, you have a good trip, all right? We'll check in about 2 weeks then, all right? Have fun.
You can spread a rumor I'm buying a team in the Mexican League.
Okay, I'll do that.